Hey everyone, and welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. It's week 38. We have the Baptist Faith and Message Article 13 today on stewardship. I'll pray, we'll get right into it. Father, you've given us so many things. You've been so good to us. You've been gracious. You've provided for us. You've protected us. You've called us into your kingdom and given us a purpose. So Father, I pray that each one of us would more and more see the things that you've given us as a way to serve you, to serve your church, and to serve the world through gospel ministry for the advance of your kingdom, for your glory. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right. Remember, we're at bfm.sbc.net. Easy to navigate. Go right to Article 13. Takes us right to stewardship. All right. How do we care for things that have been entrusted to us that we're not the owner of? We're not the origin of these things, but God has given us care over these things. We're stewards. So, stewardship. God is the source of all blessings, temporal and spiritual. All that we have, all we are, we owe to Him. Christians have a spiritual debtorship to the whole world, a holy trusteeship in their gospel, and a binding stewardship in their possessions. So, here we go. Debtorship. It means we owe to the world based on what God has purposed and what God has called us to. A trusteeship. Same idea. A trusteeship in the gospel. We're ambassadors for the sake of the gospel. We're messengers of the gospel. And a binding stewardship. It's binding to us. It's part of who we are and what God has called us to in our possessions, to see them as gifts from God and to use for His kingdom. So some big words there, but basically what this is getting at is all that we have we owe to God and should be seen as a gift from Him, and then our whole life should be taken up under this umbrella as serving God, giving it back to Him for the purposes that He's called us for. Well, that's tough to get there. I mean, that's a growth process that we want to be moving in the right direction. We want to be humble. We want to be growing. We want to be going to the Lord for guidance and for wisdom. Also for forgiveness in how we've treated things as more important than Him. Treated our own possessions as a God rather than a gift from God. Now, this is a growth process, but you can get on the right path by faith in Christ and move in the right direction, that we can see all of our existence, everything that we have, as a gift from God to be used for Him and for His kingdom. That's the gist of what this is about. They are therefore under obligation to serve Him with their time, talents, and material possessions, and should recognize all these as entrusted to them to use for the glory of God and for helping others. Again, this article is pretty wordy. Some of the sentences are not as clear, easy to understand as some of the other articles. I think the idea is pretty simple. All that we have is a gift from God and should be used to serve God. I think that's pretty simple. And so when it has here, they are therefore under obligation to serve Him with their time, talents, and material possessions, and should recognize all these blessings, temporal and spiritual blessings, right, as entrusted to them, as given to us, to use for the glory of God and for helping others. And we'll do this final sentence here. According to the scriptures, Christians should contribute of their means. That's not only money, but it's referring back to these times, talents, and material possessions. The things God has given us. According to the scriptures, Christians should contribute of their means cheerfully, right, not begrudgingly, regularly, not sporadically, systematically, proportionately, and liberally for the advancement of the Redeemer's cause on earth. So we should be generous in how we're giving. We should be consistent in how we're giving. The motive of why we're giving is the most important thing here. the spiritual essence of obedience is essential. We do this out of love for God and a desire to honor Him and obey Him. We don't give in order to earn God's favor. We don't give to increase God's favor toward us. We don't give to keep or hold on to God's favor for us. We give because we love God. And His purpose has become our purpose. And these things that we have, this money, talents, time, whatever, possessions, they all come from Him so that we would use them to serve Him, to bring glory to Him, to get the gospel out so that more can be saved and come into a relationship with Christ. That's what this is about. This is about God bringing people into fellowship with Himself through Christ, through the gospel. We've got to get our heart set on that. We've got to get our feet set on that. We've got to get everything else in our lives in line with that purpose, with God's purpose. And that's the starting point for stewardship. Seeing the things God has given us, He's made us stewards over them. He's given them to us so that we would be good stewards as kingdom citizens. Not building our own kingdom, but living for the kingdom of God. Father, we thank You. Thank You for all that You've given us. I pray that You would use us. I pray that You would give us the gift and the mercy of repentance so that we'd see things as less and less important in and of themselves, but as gifts from You, as ways that we could serve You, serve Your church, bring the gospel to the lost. It's in Christ we ask. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. Thanks for joining. And I'll see you Sunday for Catechism on the 39th Lord's Day. God bless.